Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Over the weekend, they did and got a really good one. This young man is in 2 years of playing already has just been impressive, to say the least. Got hurt last year, but has been working extremely hard, got bigger and stronger and already quick and agile. Samuel Brooks from Northwestern, he joins us this evening. Samuel, thanks so much for taking the time and congratulations.
Thank you, too.
This is, I know, last year kind of frustrating for you during a state championship year, but you became one of the big supporters, one of the guys who I know that Coach Edwards talked about having around a lot and you know, keeping the kids up and inspiring them and telling them, you know, just coaching them up with your knowledge and things. How was that last year? I know it wasn't easy at the beginning, but did it get a little bit easier, you know, as you found out that you were needed to help out as well?
Yes, it wasn't easy at first because, you know, I was depressed because my season was cut short and everything. So, but, you know, I had to suck it up and be there for my team and everything. So I was there every game telling them, you know, just because I'm hurt doesn't mean y'all lay down, you know, like stuff like that. So.
You know, a lot of the kids, they responded, and I know you are proud of them. You look at the kid Cansey, who came alive last year as a youngster like yourself. I mean, he stepped in. You had a couple of the seniors move in and do extremely well. It was a great defense to begin with, the infusion of the defensive backs, yourself up front. Talk about the experience of playing for a Coach Edwards, who is a defensive guy who, you know, who preaches defense. Talk about that and some of the guys that, you know, you went in the battle with every week.
I think Coach Matz is a great defensive coach. You know, I've been playing with Coach Matz since my ninth grade year.
Right.
You know, I came in when he first came in, back to Northwestern and everything. So I've been playing with Coach Matz for 3 years, you know. He taught me a lot of things, you know. He taught me to work hard, not only on the field and in school, everything like that. So I think Coach Matz is a pretty good coach for me and for Miami Northwestern.
Yeah, no doubt. Samuel Brooks joining us, linebacker, Miami Northwestern, recent commit to the University of Miami. You take a look at last year and this, you know, the year that you were having. I mean, you were doing a tremendous job. You made extremely major strides from the year before. But then you take a look at what you had to do now. I mean, I know that they say that when you get hurt, you usually come back bigger, stronger, quicker, better than before. Talk about what it's done for you, because I know you were motivated once you could to get back into the weight room and to start working out. What has it done for Samuel Brooks, you know, being hurt and using that time? Because I saw you and you looked like you put on some weight, which is good.
Yeah. Well, that injury actually put a chip on my shoulder because, you know, as my junior, I only played 5 games.
Right.
We went to state. I couldn't play in the state game. So that injury, you know, that injury is pushing me to go harder. So this year, you know, last year I thought Sam Brooks was a beast, but this year I have no mind on the field, you know. So that injury pushed me to go harder, put a chip on my shoulder, and I'm going for everything this year.
And obviously, as I have heard, that you've worked extremely hard. You're getting in the weight room, getting bigger, which is essential. You had never been hurt before. Not to that extent. I remember the night it happened, and I even said to your dad, and he looked at me and goes, you know, this is the first time I think he's ever been hurt, you know, to that extent. Talk about the feeling, because I know that I saw you, and, you know, you were kind of, you know, you didn't know until, obviously, you saw the doctor. But I talk about what it was like for you last year, because I know you being young and trying to, you know, trying to – suck it up, as you said, and look at the reality is that you still have another year. A lot of these guys, it happened maybe in their senior year, they didn't have the next year to prove it. You have this next year, and you're taking advantage of it. What are you going to do now between now and spring? I mean, have you been getting into the weight room a lot? Have you been conditioning? Talk about what you've been doing getting ready for spring.
I'm back in the weight room. You know, I've been back in the weight room about a month now.
Okay.
My doctor cleared me to go in the weight room. So, yeah, I'm doing everything in the weight room. I'm back running. I'm back jumping. The only thing that I'm not doing yet is cutting. So, right now, I'm going to say I'm about 70%, you know, but I'm still ahead of everything and, like, that stuff like that.
Right.
So, I say by the summertime, I'll be fully ready. But, you know, coach is not going to play me. You know, I'm just going to focus on the fall.
Sure.
Fall season. So.
Yeah, well, I figure you would. And now that you have the commitment out of the way, and talk about that. I know the University of Miami, a really good fit for you, good program, close to home, obviously. Talk about the reasons. We know that they're on the upswing and there's a lot of guys locally. Talk about what sold you on it.
I actually posted committed in April. But, you know, my top two schools were South Carolina and Miami. I was supposed to commit after UM on spring game. But, you know, I went to UM Saturday and something just changed my mind. You know what? Something changed my mind. Like the atmosphere, being with Coach Diaz and them all the time. Something just changed my mind. I had a good feeling about it. I had a comfortable decision. So I just pulled the trigger. But, you know, UM has always been there for me. You know, they never gave up on me. They've been loved. Before they even offered me, they've been loving me. You know, after they offered me, the love never changed. After I committed, the love never changed. So, you know, the number one thing is loyalty. So I see all the loyalty in the coaches and UM staff.
And you also see that they're bringing a lot of guys, a lot of depth, a lot of line depth. That's got to make your decision a lot easier as well. Talk about that as well.
Well, the line depth, I had actually – contacted on Josiah. Yeah, we was talking about that too. That hasn't changed my mind a bit because, you know, well, I'm basically obviously going to be a linebacker.
Right, right.
But, you know, I can play both on the next level. You know, so
yeah.
That's really not like an obstacle that I can't overcome. So.
No, I'm excited for you. I mean, because I always thought you'd be a good fit for that program. I mean, the way you run, the way your motor is. I mean, just to, you know, just being close to home, the family, all the friends, and everybody could watch you like they did. And it was exciting last year, the way things turned out with the turnover chain and things like that. So hey, listen, maybe by the time you get there, you can innovate something else.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, Samuel, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on everything that's come your way, and we're cheering for you to get back and can't wait to the fall.
All right, thank you. No problem.
Anytime. Samuel Brooks, newest University of Miami commitment, and tough kid.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.